First of all, today, I'm not wearing the crown. This morning, I volunteered I volunteered to help with a build for another show that somebody's doing. And I went to this theater. It's on Hollywood Boulevard. And they said, you have to go around back. So I went around back on the one side street, and there was no way to get in. So I went around on the other side, and they were doing road construction. It was sort of blocked off. But there was this little alleyway. So I pulled down into the alleyway to get to the back of this theater that's on Hollywood Boulevard. And I pull into this little courtyard parking area that you can't get to except for this alleyway. And I'm looking, and there's no theater, and there's no nothing. And this Arabic-looking man comes out the back door. You can't park here! No parking here! I'm like, well, I'm just lost. No parking here! I'm like, okay, no parking. I'm leaving. So I get in. I never leave the car, actually, and I drive back out the alleyway, and I circle around, and I can't find the way to get back into this theater. So I'm thinking, all right, maybe I don't get something here. So I go back down the alleyway, and I pull in this area where I was, and three or four cars come in or go out, and I'm on the phone with my girlfriend, and I don't know how to get here, baby, and this is a problem. And she says, well, just go circle around and give me a call. So I go to leave, and I get locked in. They lock me in with a big wrought iron gate. Fuck. So I'm there, nose out, right, the street's right there. And I get out of the car, and I'm like, God, motherfuckers. And I'm not like that. I'm really nice. And I'm standing there, and there's these wrought iron bars, and this guy with no teeth, who probably rode on the bus with Tabitha, comes up to me and he goes, do you know what the first day of next month is? What? You mean July? Yes, I think it's the first. Oh, good, thank you. And he said, but what day of the week? And I said, I think it's a Sunday. And he goes, okay, so what is the last day of this month? That would be the 30th. So what day would that be? That would be Saturday. I don't know when my SSI check comes. Gone. I am really, really frustrated. I get back in the car, and I'm sitting there, and I don't know what to do. And then someone who is part of this company happens to walk by in front of the gate. Aldrich Allen. And you know how Aldrich walks, and he sort of is like... And I was like, I recognize that walk! And I lean on the horn, and he turns and he looks at me and he's like, John, what are you doing in there? And I said, fuck if I know. And he says, well, let me go talk to the guys. And so he goes and he talks to the guys and they're like, nope, we're not letting him out. And I'm... So I'm trapped. I'm trapped in Los Angeles. This isn't the road trip story, by the way. And this is a secondary story. So... what? Sorry. I'll move it along then. Sorry, Tom. So Aldrich goes, wait, I got an idea. And he goes around the corner and he finds some guy who works in a coffee shop who happens to have a key. And he finds a key and the coffee shop guy comes and lets me out. So I'm really angry. And I don't get angry. And I'm not a vengeful person. And I stewed all fucking day over this. So about 2 hours ago, I went to Home Depot and I bought a hunk of chain and a padlock, and I locked all them fuckers in their parking lot. But like I said, I am not a vengeful person, but I wanted them to understand my frustration. So I went back to my house, and it was a combination lock. And along with that combination and 37 other combinations, I went to their store, and I handed them an envelope, and I said, you're going to need this. And they were like, what? And I said, You don't remember me? I was locked in your parking lot. You can't get out. Bye. And I left. And they could still be in there. I have no idea. So that's that story. Because I didn't want to trap them in there, but I wanted them to understand what being a fuckhead is. And why being a good person is important. Okay. That was my setup. I'm really happy about that.